Welcome back to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. Adam will be in at the top of the hour at noon, so don't miss that. And he'll be able to talk a little bit about what's been going on at the Nebraska press conference that Matt Rhule is talking about, or it's at the stand right now. We'll give you the updates on that as it comes. In fact, Nick, you have an early update for us from the press conference already?
Yeah, Malcolm Hartzog doubtful for Saturday's matchup against Michigan State. If I remember correctly, this is third consecutive game he's out. He's not out for Michigan State, just doubtful. Yeah. So there you go.
Yeah, not necessarily great news for Nebraska, but, you know, Donovan Jones has stepped in there as the starter so far. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes for Nebraska. Hartzog obviously helping save the first game of the season.
You're right. Yeah, big reason. I just saw this on my Twitter feed. On Three reported that did you see this about Paul Feinbaum? Paul Feinbaum is considering leaving ESPN to run for a Senate seat in Alabama.
Okay.
He's That's leaving ESPN for politics. Can you imagine Paul Feinbaum in politics?
A lot of takes. He's clearly biased.
What is it? We're bringing in Paul Feinbaum on Fox News. Paul, did you see what Kayla DeBoer said last night? Whatever.
There is a lot of crossover.
There is a lot of crossover.
For some reason, Southern college football analysts seem to know what they're, or at least be interested in politics. So we'll put it that way.
How about this one? Jonathan Smith said in Michigan State's press conference today that they will be without their starting left tackle. Stanton Ramil will not play this weekend due to an undisclosed injury. They're also, Jonathan Smith mentioned that starting linebacker Brady Pretzloff is out for the rest of the season. Backup linebacker Wayne Matthews III was able to move around late last week and lightly practice. Has a chance to play at Nebraska, but that's it. So, yeah. Some news out of, yeah, that's pretty big. The left tackle for Michigan State, 6'7", 312 pounds.
Wow.
Started all four games this season for Michigan State. He's out. So Michigan State will be without their starting left tackle on Saturday against the Huskers.
Not great for
That's big news.
Yeah.
So
yeah, we'll see. What are your feelings about Michigan State this week as we dump into it? I know you're a big Jonathan Smith guy.
I am.
Do you think it could pop up here, you know, his breakout at Michigan State?
I think that this game's a little going to be closer than people will give the Spartans credit for. I think Nebraska should win this. I really like Aiden Childs. I was talking about it a little bit, went on a little bit monologue earlier in the, I like Aiden Childs a lot. I think there's actually some comparisons to Aiden Childs and Dylan Raiola, maybe not in the way that they play, but just the statistics and the output from them the last couple of seasons and this season as well. Takes care of the football, can use his legs if he wants to. I think Michigan State runs the ball better than Nebraska. Now that might change though, without a starting left tackle. So, I think this one's closer. I look for Nebraska to special teams. I think we're still waiting for a big exclamation point. And so we'll see that if we get that from Nebraska this weekend.
Yeah, definitely. It's an interesting matchup in that, you know, their pass defense isn't particularly good and Nebraska has been very good at passing so far this year. So, should be an opportunity for Nebraska to score quite a bit of points. Of course, it's the other side of the ball that you do kind of worry about. I mean, they do have some pretty good athletes, Nick Marsh out at wide receiver, but particularly Aiden Childs running the ball, which Nebraska was pretty, I wouldn't say Nebraska, but Nebraska fans were worrisome about Bryce Underwood. And it's tough to say whether that played out as bad as what we thought it would. The traditional ground game ended up hurting Nebraska more than anything. But obviously, if they wanted to run Bryce more, you know, Michigan maybe could have had more success with it. And I wonder if that's going to be a big part of the recipe for Michigan State and Aiden Childs here. It's an interesting one for former Legends Division rivals.
Yeah, you're right. More news out of the Matt Rhule press conference. Nebraska. Matt Rhule just announced the game time of the Maryland matchup.
Sweet. I've never seen that before.
It will be a 3:30 kickoff.
Okay.
For Nebraska versus Maryland.
Does he have the TV partner? Did he give us everything?
He goes, Matt Rhule says the Maryland game will be at 3:30 p.m., but it will be officially announced in a little bit. So I guess that's the question is like this week. Okay, so this is how we can tell that the TV's college football scoreboard. We can tell the TV partner who has that time slot, because 3 o'clock is FS1. Is 3:30 Fox?
Oh man,
is because
they're playing on FS1 at 3 this week, right?
Oh, maybe he means 3:30 Eastern time.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering too, because 2:30 would be more natural. I don't know who starts CBS? At 3:30.
2:30 CBS? Hello.
Well, and how much? I mean, obviously, you got to make this decision now. Maryland's got an interesting one this week against Washington.
I mean, if Maryland's a tough opponent.
If Maryland wins, they'll be undefeated. You know,
Maryland's good.
Yeah.
Maryland's got the good quarterback.
They're pretty solid, yeah.
Yeah. Hello.
I like that. I've never
Matt, we need to know, is it Eastern or Central or Eastern?
Yeah. Because I don't think even BTN, does anybody have a game at 3:30? That's kind of an odd time.
So, okay, hold on. Big Ten.
Maybe.
Yeah, that's why I thought it was Fox initially, because, yeah, nobody has it. So it must be 3:30 Eastern, 2:30 Central time. Because no Big Ten game this weekend is being played at 3:30 Central time. I have a tough time believing CBS will get it or will want it. You look at some of the other Big Ten games that are going on in week 7. Indiana, Oregon is one of the top ones. Ohio State at Illinois. You have where's that? Michigan, USC.
Yeah, those three are all way better.
Those are all better than Nebraska, Maryland. And so you feel like it'd be tough to get it there. But like this week, this week there are two games that are played at 2:30 Central time that are on Big Ten Network.
Okay, yeah.
So I'd imagine like it'll be 2:30 on Big Ten Network.
Pretty good get for BTN, though.
It is a good game.
It's a solid game. It's just not, you know, where those other ones are.
Yeah.
So that could be interesting.
That's so funny. Matt Rhule announces that Maryland, Nebraska will be at 3:30.
Hey, if he could do that every week, I'd be even more interested.
I know.
Yeah, that's a good press conference for
him. We need to know the game times of like games to come. I wish that we could find out sooner. I get why they do it. I understand why TV networks want to flex schedules and things like that. But like, I swear to goodness, Northwestern Nebraska better be an 11 a.m. game. Like, don't make us wait till 6:30 for that one.
JP says Peacock. Indiana, Iowa was on Peacock this weekend, and I wouldn't buy it. I wanted to see it, but I wouldn't buy it.
Well, isn't it the same as NBC?
No, it's just exclusively it's only on Peacock? Peacock.
Yeah.
I think Wisconsin was like that last year. There was one game that was like that.
Well, yeah. It was only on Peacock. Yeah, you're right. Because I think Jack Collinsworth had the call. Yeah. That's tough to listen to. That's a tough listen, man.
It's just frustrating.
People are probably saying the same thing about me right now, but it's okay.
Well, yeah, Jack Collinsworth's fine for what he's done in his career.
Yeah, he's fine.
Nepo baby. No, I'm just kidding.
I found this out last night watching the NFL game. After it ended in a tie, I knew that they were going to listen or they were going to air Jerry Jones's media press conference after the game. And I thought to myself, oh, I'm going to stay tuned. I'll listen to the NBC post game show or Peacock post game show, whatever it is. And all right, let's send it out to the field to Chris's son, Jack. And I'm like, are we really doing this right now? Jack Collinsworth is the studio host for the Sunday Night Football post game show that takes place at the stadium. And so Chris is up in the booth and Jack is down.
And they call him Chris's son, Jack. They don't.
Let's send it out of the field to Jack Collinsworth. And Mike Tirico like emphasizes Jack Collinsworth.
Yeah.
And so it's just when you said Nepo, it's funny.
It is. You know, it happens. Whatever.
They both get to travel.
Yes. Good for the Collinsworth.
I'll never forget when Jack Collinsworth was in town for Nebraska versus #1 Purdue at PBA.
Okay. Yeah.
And Nebraska upset them. And everybody was like, please get somebody more excited on the call for when a #1 team in the country goes down.
So. Yeah. I do like Chris Collinsworth. Do you like Chris?
I have no problem with Chris. Yeah. Everybody gives him crap for the Mahomes thing. I noticed last night that he talks with his hands a lot. Mm. He does like the whole like halfway incompletion signal.
Oh, yeah.
Like with his hands like all the time. Like, So anyway.
I just like the here's a guy.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, there's also like the sounds that he makes.
Yeah.
Where now it's kind of weird and they kind of can be framed inappropriately. But like it's kind of strange because when Jordan Love was rushing, did you watch the game last night?
I didn't.
So Jordan Love was rushing to the line with like 7 seconds and they should have just spiked it. But Jordan Love ran a play, and fortunately they had the 1 second left on the clock to kick the game tying field goal in overtime. But they were like, you just hear Chris Tirico's like calling the play, and you just hear Collins go, hold on, wait a minute. Chris, you gotta stop. You got a live mic. You have a hot mic on right now. So anyway, it's bizarre. But I do like Chris Collins.
Yeah, I do like Chris Collins. I love the broadcast and breaking down broadcast.
I miss Al Michaels less than I thought I would. Al Michaels, I love
Mike Tirico. Are you fine with Mike Tirico? You do. I've never forgiven Mike Tirico because back in 2005, that Michigan Nebraska overtime game.
Oh yeah,
the game that went crazy. Like there's people all out on the field. He thought Michigan should have won that or had a replay or something like that. And I never forgive him. Yeah, never forgive Mike Tirico afterwards.
I'm trying to think. What was the last game that Mike Tirico called for Nebraska?
It might be that one. I don't know.
I mean, because for some reason, I feel like he was in town for a Husker basketball game. I could be so off on that.
Yeah.
But I feel like he was in town for something on the call for Nebraska. I don't know.
Yeah, try to AI it and see if we can get an answer there. Google it, as it were. But let's go ahead and take a quick break. We'll try to see if we can run down that answer. We've got one more segment with Nick, and then Adam Carriker will show up for the Adam Carriker Show at noon. So we're looking forward to that as well. That'll be next year on 93.7 The Ticket.